Madeline Smith Osborne, our celebrity co-host today. Do you mind if I keep calling you that? It makes me sound cooler.
Good, that's really
what it's all about.
Good.
Madeline, you may know her name from such movies as Urban Cowboy, The Super, Funny Farm, and Tomorrow Comes.
Your favorite.
Tomorrow will come today. Sydney Sheldon.
Tomorrow will never.
No, what's it called?
If tomorrow comes.
I'm just horrible with this. Absolutely horrible. Well, listen, Madeline. You know the industry that you were in. Certainly, there's a fair bit of hyper focus on women and their bodies, and you were no different. You know, that's one of the reasons Mark decided to marry you, Mr. Professional Hockey Player, is because you were smoking hot. You are smoking hot. I just said you were smoking hot. How do you recover from that? So did you have to kind of work around that as a God chick? Did you have to kind of go, ooh, I don't want you to want me for my body because I love Jesus?
I did have a guy tell me once. I was pretty close to getting a film that I think later Kate Capshaw, that's Steven Spielberg's wife for all of these decades now, did with Dennis Quaid. It had something to do with a love scene on a train or something. And the director said to me, you will never make it in this business if you don't take your clothes off.
Really?
And I said, well, I'll never take my chances. No, I said, I'll take my chances.
Wow.
And the reason I never made it further in the business was because of other choices that I made to drift away, but it wasn't because of that.
No. Well, our next guest on the show, Kylie Basuti, she's a former Victoria's Secret runway angel, author of I'm No Angel. You've seen her all over the news lately. Her publicist publishing and managing people are doing a great job getting her out there. In December 2011, 21-year-old Victoria's Secret runway angel Kylie Basuti stunned the fashion industry when she chose faith over fame and fortune and made the switch from supermodel to role model. Hey, Kylie, how you doing? I understand you're on your way to the airport. Am I correct?
Yes, I am. We're almost there, so we're getting close.
Nice, nice. Where are you off to today? Let me pry into your personal life.
Actually, today we get to go back home, so we're really excited about that because we're pretty tired.
Good. You and the hubby there?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's so nice, special. You were on Today's Show recently. How did that go? Is that fun? You weren't on my friend Kathy Lee's segment, I don't think, though, were you?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, you were.
That
Sorry.
Was actually my favorite part. Yeah, she was great. I've never met her before, and she was so sweet.
She's a gem, isn't she? I actually had another friend on her show this week. Candace Cameron Bure was on this week as well, promoting a little movie. So it was Kathy Lee week here.
Yeah, I saw.
So listen, a lot of questions for you, and I'm trying to think of questions that you haven't already been asked, because I've watched a couple of interviews with you, and to be honest, you must get bored with these interviews, because they ask you the same stinking questions all the time.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. They all ask the same one.
Yeah.
So I never have to be surprised, though, so it's good on that part.
Okay, so
I'm going to
try to surprise you today, okay? I'm going to try to surprise you. Here we go. Ready? This is the big question I've come up with.
Okay.
Why did you write I'm No Angel? No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. That's the first question on the stuff they send out. My first question to you is, did you get breast implants?
Question.
Yeah, seriously, because you know you were in this industry that is all about the body and the shape and how it looks and the whole deal, right? And on our show, we've talked about, you know, whether Jesus people should be, you know, getting cosmetic surgery or not, and you know, we have some people call and say, whose business is that? Anybody, go do what you need to do if you feel whatever gets you through the night. Other people say, well, no, the Lord Jesus would not want you to have breast implants or whatever. And so, you know, it's a subject that gets talked about but doesn't get talked about. So,
yeah, you know, I don't really have much of an opinion on that topic. What I can tell you is that it doesn't matter what you do in the modeling industry. They Photoshop everything anyway.
Really?
Yeah, like they Photoshop your butt to be bigger, your boobs to be bigger, your waist to be smaller. Really, they can do anything. They make your nose smaller, your teeth whiter.
Hold on. So what you're saying, Kylie, is that I have a chance.
Fake.
I have a chance in the modeling industry.
Yeah, what I'm saying is everything's fake in the modeling industry. And that's really what I am trying to get that message out. And to not only to girls, but to men, too, because men see these ads, you know, and they think that this is all real.
Okay, so as far as your Christian story, your God story, I mean, did you grow up in a Jesus family?
You know, I didn't. I did not go to church until I was 15 for the first time. And so I was pretty much just thrown into the modeling world as a new believer.
How old were you when you said, "Hey, I want to try to, you know, follow Jesus"?
Well, I was 16 when I got baptized, and that's really when God just changed my heart. Before that, I knew nothing of Jesus or what it meant to have a personal relationship with Him.
Right. So you know that, you know, there again, there's people out there that are going to say, "Well, Kylie, I mean, you got into modeling and you got into Victoria's Secrets as a Christian, and you knew that it was all about, you know, hot body stuff." But I think probably I'm going to say what I think your answer is going to be first, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong. I think probably the pushback would be, yeah, but you know, you grow as a person, you grow in your faith, and then eventually I got really convicted. It didn't convict me before, but then it did. Is that kind of your story?
Yeah, that's definitely pretty much the whole thing in a nutshell.
All right. Well, it was good to talk to you. All the best.
Yeah. Yeah. I grew up in Vegas, and so I was constantly surrounded by all of the billboards and, you know, strip clubs everywhere, girls posing half naked, and it really was just a normal thing for me. I thought that that was a normal, natural thing. And obviously the Lord definitely opened up my eyes to all of it and how wrong it all is and how it's really not good for young girls to look at. It's not good for men to look at. It's not honoring to the Lord.
Now, you got married really young. I got married crazy young as well. How old were you?
I was 19.
Okay. How come you got, well, first of all, when I say you got married really young, do you think you were too, not too young? Well, yeah. Do you think you were too young to get married?
Well, you know, before I met my husband, I did not want to get married till I was about 30. I just wanted to focus on my modeling career and, eventually get married when I was like 30 or older. So at the time, you know, before I met him, I would have thought that was young, but when I met him, we just clicked so much. I really felt that God was just guiding me and that everything was, you know, in His plan. And so I didn't feel like I was too young.
How old is your husband?
He is 38.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of people would look at that and go, whoa, you know, what's the math from that movie? Divide in half and add 7, right? 38 divided in half. I'm not good at math. What is that? What's half of 38 plus 7? Anyway, you know, was your family kind of like, are you sure you want to marry a 38-year-old, Kylie?
Well, my dad, he was a little bit apprehensive, only because he thought Mike was a lot younger when he first met him. And then when he found out, well, that's how old he was, then he was, you know, a little apprehensive. But he had gotten to know Mike enough by that time that he just loved him. He's such a great guy. He's respected me and has been so patient with me, more than anyone I've ever known before. And so once my parents got to know him and love him, they really weren't very apprehensive anymore.
And in your book, by the way, there's some great pictures just in the middle of this book. And this is a fantastic little book called I'm No Angel, From Victoria's Secret Model to Role Model, which, by the way, does that scare you now that people will throw the role model thing on you? I mean, I don't want anyone thinking, and nor do I think anyone will ever think that I'm a role model. But to use that term for yourself, is that weird?
No, you know, that's what I'm striving to be, is a good role model for young girls. So I'm excited about it because I know that in my past, pretty much everything that I used to do was not considered a good role model, and I would not want my daughter, if I ever have one day, to look up to the person that I used to be. But, you know, for me to be able to share with people how Christ changed my heart and changed my life, that's really what it's all about for me.
Want to introduce you to my celebrity actress co-host. By the way, you don't say actress anymore, do you? Is it actor?
No, I'm an actress.
Oh, you're an actress?
Yeah,
okay. Madeline Smith Osborne. Madeline, this is Kylie. Kylie, Madeline.
Hi, Kylie.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
My goodness.
Madeline Madeline has kissed John Travolta.
No.
Yeah, 30 years ago, Kylie. It's old news. Old news. yeah, I was thinking. I was going through, you know, something along the same vein, and she wasn't even born.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you were struggling with, you know, the industry wanting you for your body, mm-hmm. Kylie wasn't even born.
Yeah, that, I'm going to guess, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kylie, in this book, I see some you with some children. Are those, whose children are those? I see a young child kissing you on the cheek.
Is it a boy?
Yes. Luke.
Yeah, that's my little brother.
Okay. And then a little girl,
yeah,
little girl,
girl.
Your, that's your cousin, Monique.
She's my cousin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to have children kind of ASAP or sometime down the road?
Whenever God gives me one, that's kind of what I'm going with right now. I definitely want to have kids, but right now it's just not happening, so it must not be in God's plan for me right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Kylie, did you meet other Christians in the business or those who you could tell were conflicted about what they were doing or seekers or anybody at all that you could speak to about your spiritual self?
Yeah, I did. And I do all the time. Even now, you know, doing all these talk shows I've been doing, I've been constantly meeting people that are, you know, kind of intrigued about my story and everything that's happened, and I'm able to share what Christ has done in my life with so many people now because he's given me this platform.
I know there's this organization, I think, called Models for Christ or something like that, and so their thinking is, hey, God gave me this hot body. I'm going to use it. Kylie, do you see yourself getting back into modeling?
No, I don't. You know, that's kind of what a lot of people told me is, God gave you this body for a reason, so you should be a Victoria's Secret model and you should do everything that I used to do. Back when I was struggling and asking a lot of different people for advice, that is what they would say. Well, you wouldn't have those long legs if you weren't supposed to be on the runway. And I do not agree with that at all now.
Right.
You know, that's kind of the thing I was using to justify the things that I was doing. I believe God gave me my body so that I could glorify him, and I don't believe that what I used to do was glorifying to him.
What was the big moment where you said, you know what, I'm done. What was the tipping point?
Well, in my book, I really talk about one particular photo shoot where the photographer was just trying to pressure me into doing things, and that's really the photo shoot where, I mean, I just was on my knees praying that night. He really used that photo shoot, and the photo shoot was for a men's magazine, so that kind of makes it even worse.
Right, right.
You know.
Do you now go around, I'm assuming you'd go around and do the whole talking thing, and do you talk to teenagers, do you talk to youth groups or women's, you know, do you go to the Women of Faith tour and stuff like that?
Yeah, I do. I've talked to lots of different women's events, small groups, churches. I've spoken at a college, and so that's something that God's really placed on my heart. I'm really, I wouldn't call myself a good speaker. I'm a much better writer than I am a speaker, and I get really super nervous, but he's just been so gracious to me, you know, just with all of these speaking events, because I do get pretty nervous at them.
Yeah, but Kylie, I think from someone who's had to sit through so many professional speaking things, you could be, let me just tell you, the professional speakers bore me to death. The ones that are up there, and I know they're nervous because they're up there and they're going, you know what, I'm really nervous, I'm not the best speaker, and they own it, and they're authentic, and they're vulnerable. I listen to those people, and I think that's what you got going for you. Don't ever turn into a professional, smooth speaker.
Well, thank you for that advice. That makes me feel better.
Good, good.
I don't think I'll ever be able to be a professional. I'm always, you know, up there goofing up and stuff.
All right, Kylie, just before we let you go, I want to ask you some personal advice, okay? So I'm a daddy. I've got two kids, 24-year-old son, a 20-year-old daughter. And my daughter, you know, I'm a dad, and I know what guys are like, and so I'm overprotective maybe a little bit with the daughter. And my daughter has confidence. I didn't want my daughter to go around sulking like some, you know, girl at the dance hiding in the corner because no one likes her kind of thing. My girl is confident, and she's just walking around snapping her fingers like Shaniqua on Jerry Springer, okay?
Okay.
But she's 5'10". She's gorgeous, and she's triple F. How do I get her to give me some advice to help her remain confident, but not be trashy? To be what am I trying to say? More subtle or more. What am I saying? In the way she dresses.
F? What are you talking about?
Yeah, she's got ginormous breasts, is what I'm saying.
Jesse.
Is that clear now?
She allowing you to talk about her like that?
But I want her to be confident, but I don't want her to dress like a tramp. What do I say to her?
Well, you know, I would have her read my book because I used to dress very, very provocatively. And it was all, you know, based on trying to get attention. And I really just put all my value in my looks and my body back then. And so I was just, maybe she's where I'm at, I don't know. I find that a lot of girls feel that way because there's so much pressure from society and media on girls. So I would definitely, you know, have her read my book because that's one of the struggles that I personally went through. And the only way that I really overcame it was by finding all of that attention in Christ rather than in the world.
Kylie Bisutti is who we've been chatting with. She is the author of I'm No Angel, From Victoria's Secret Model to Role Model. You can find the link on our website, or you can go to her website, KylieBisutti.com. That's B-I-S-U-T-T-I. Kylie, I really, really wish you the best because, you know, unfortunately, all eyes are on you still, maybe not because you're the hot thing walking on the runway, but they're all eyes are on you now because, you know, you're trying to make a stand for integrity. But unfortunately, history has shown that the Jesus people like to cross their arms, look at you up and down and go, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. If she's serious about this.
Oh, I would say it's the other side.
The other side. And the other side, for sure.
It's waiting for
sure.
Her.
Yeah. Like, you know, your old employers or whatever.
I'm applauding you.
Yeah. And so, yeah, there's a lot of people out there saying, you go, girl. And I'm one of them. Except that I don't really say that, but anyway.
Yeah, I would hope not.
No. Listen, Kylie, lovely to chat with you. Really, really good to talk.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay, you take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Kylie Bisutti on the Drew Marshall Show. There you go, folks. A very interesting interview, and one that has made many people feel very uncomfortable, I'm sure. That's my job here on the Drew Marshall Show. Madeline Smith Osborne in the house. Short break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm looking at you. Yeah, I'm looking out the window. I'm looking at you. Well, I'm dreaming all the sweet dreams and the memories of the past. Feels so fine, honey, that's why love should last. Feels so good, baby, and it's all because of you. I gotta love you. I need to love you. I wanna love you so nice. We're having all the time to ourselves. Hey folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk.
Now, look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free on 877-JOY-1250. Now, sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?